Started.
Time is now 11:32 a.m. on November 22nd, 2022, and I call the meeting of the Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners to order. This meeting is video hosted using Zoom. The public and parties on this agenda have been properly noticed of this fact and have been supplied with meeting access instructions. Ms. Pacnon, can you please call roll?
Madam Chair, I'm going to defer to Ms. Poe. She is attending today's meeting.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Davis Wilson?
Here.
Dr. Davey?
Here.
Dr. Catarino? Mr. Dinar? Dr. Medina? Dr. Meyer?
Present.
Dr. Malott?
Present.
Ms. Shreve?
Present.
Dr. Stewart?
Present.
Mr. Nguyen?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We will now move to agenda item number 3. The purpose of this agenda item is to comply with the new statutory provision that if the board intends to reject or modify the decision issued by an administrative law judge, the party shall meet and confer within 30 days after receiving the decision concerning proposed modifications to the findings of fact and conclusions of law. This is the time, date, and opportunity for the meet and confer to take place. The respondent, Kiever Sklopinski, has been noticed of the scheduling of this meet and confer. Staff notified him of today's meeting by both mail and email on November 8th. He has not responded to board staff relative to whether he intends to attend and participate. Yeah. Is Dr. Sklopinski present or represented by counsel?
Madam Chair, I don't see that he is present.
Thank you. Mr. Harris is the board's independent legal advisor for this matter. Gene Galvin is representing the state of Arizona. Mr. Harris, will you please provide the board with procedural instructions and field questions from the board members?
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'd be happy to. As you briefly just described, this is a special meeting to meet and confer with respect to making certain modifications to the ALJ's recommended decision. As you heard at your previous meeting, the state is recommending certain modifications to the conclusions of law. I think in a moment you'll be able to hear from the state what those specific modifications they are requesting. I believe at your previous meeting, you did adopt a motion correcting some typographical errors contained in the factual allegations when you adopted the findings of fact. After you hear from the state, I'll ask you to, in essence, consider making three motions. As I mentioned, you may have already adopted the findings of fact, but if you don't mind, I'll ask for a motion to adopt the findings of fact with the corrections as recommended in the state's request. After we do that, I'll ask for a second motion. That motion will relate to the conclusions of law. And after you hear the state's presentation, it'll be up to you to consider making any modifications to the recommended conclusions of law you deem appropriate. Once you've adopted the findings of facts and conclusions of law, then I'll ask you to make a third and final motion, and that'll be with respect to the order. I believe the recommended order from the ALJ is for revocation. I suspect the state may want to address you on that as well. But in essence, that is kind of the process to follow with respect to this meet and confer. If Madam Chair, if you have any questions or if there's any board members that have any questions, I'd be more than happy to try to answer them.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Mr. Harris? Hearing none, let the record reflect that all board members have been furnished with the administrative record of the formal hearing on this matter. Would each member please indicate, as your name is called, whether you have read the hearing transcript? Ms. Poe, will you please call board members?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Davis Wilson?
Yes.
Dr. Davey?
Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Dr. Malott?
Yes.
Ms. Shreve?
Yes.
Dr. Stewart?
Yes.
Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
We have confirmation from all members.
Thank you. The board will now hear brief oral argument from the parties on the administrative law judge's recommended decision. The state has the burden of proof in this matter and therefore shall present first. The state will be allowed some time for a brief rebuttal following the presentation from the responder and licensee. Does the state have a statement to make to the board at this time?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman. Members of the board, Jean Galvin on behalf of the state. You have in front of you the proposed recommended decision from the administrative law judge. And the state, by and large, supports that recommended decision with the following exceptions. The state does request the board to accept paragraphs 1-7 in the findings of fact, with the exception of two typographical errors. And that the first one being finding a fact, paragraph 5F, page 4, line 13, we ask that you strike his on and replace it with on his. And secondly, finding a fact number 6, page 6, line 22, strike the first respondent. And with respect to the conclusions of law, we ask that you adopt the conclusions of law 1-9 and 14-18. We ask that you reject conclusions of law 10 and 13 in their entirety. Those conclusions of law reference violations of the American Psychological Association's ethical principles. And the state did not allege any violations of the ethical code. There was no evidence presented to substantiate a finding of a violation of the ethical code. The state believes that it was an error on part of the ALJ, maybe using a previous template. So we would just ask that you strike those conclusions of law in their entirety. The state is in support of the ALJ's recommended decision to revoke the license of Dr. Zelpinski, and we would recommend that you do adopt that. The changes that the state is recommending are reflected accurately in the proposed order that has been provided to you. And that would be my request today, that you adopt that proposed order with the findings of fact as amended and the conclusions of law as amended. Thank you.
Thank you. Having reviewed the administrative law judge's proposed findings of fact, conclusion of law, and order in this case, the record provided to us, and the arguments from the parties, the board will now discuss its decisions. The board will now consider motions to adopt the findings of fact. Do we have a motion?
I motion that we adopt the finding of fact as amended by the state.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, or any further discussion? All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. The next issue for discussion is the adoption of the conclusions of law. Is there a motion on the conclusions of law?
Move that we accept the conclusions of law.
As amended?
As amended.
Thank you.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. The final issue for discussion is the board's order. The board may make a motion to accept the administrative law judge's recommendation order, or may modify or reject it and substitute a different decision. Now is the time for the board to make a motion and deliberate. Does any member wish to offer a motion to either accept or recommend the order, or modify or reject the order?
I'll recommend. Go ahead, Dr. Stewart.
I move that we accept the order to revocate, to revoke the license PSY005463 of Dr. Kiever Klepinski as amended.
It's not amended.
Then as stated.
As stated.
Thank you.
And I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Do we need a roll call?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Ms. Poe, would you please call roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Davis-Wilson?
Yes.
Dr. Davey? Dr. Davey?
Yes. Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Dr. Malott?
Yes.
Ms. Shreve?
Yes.
Dr. Stewart?
Yes.
Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
Vote is unanimous. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This does conclude the matter before the board. Do we have any additional comments, Mr. Harris, or anything?
No, I think this concludes the matter. I very much appreciate the board's time. I know that this was a special accommodation and really appreciate everybody getting together to meet and confer over this matter.
Thank you. Dr. Stewart?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wish to just commend Ms. Nicholson as well as Assistant Attorney General Gavin in their presentation to the administrative law judge. I thought that was very well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
The motion carries. Thank you guys so very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.